Today I'm going to talk about 10 mantras I say to myself occasionally to stay productive. Not Mothras. That would be a different video, and I guess I probably do have the budget for it. Those were not very high budget movies, but anyway. So these are 10 things. It's not like I have a checklist and I go down the line like, ooh, let's say all these things to myself while I'm working on stuff. It's just that these are things occasionally that I've thought of in my, I don't know, how old am I? 80 years old and creating stuff. Anyway, let's just kick it off, shall we? The first one is, I've said this one before in a video, how I turn my channel around, which is have a purpose. It seems obvious, but it isn't always obvious to me. Have a purpose, know the purpose, and make sure everything you're doing, or at least most things you're doing, help communicate that purpose if you're creating something. It's so easy to get lost into going on tangents and worrying about minute details that don't necessarily matter because they don't have anything to do with affecting your purpose. Like, you know, the color correction's a little off. The audio doesn't sound perfect. As long as you're communicating the purpose, that should be the number one thing, always. Just make sure that you know what it is and you know that ask yourself what you're doing. Is this serving the purpose? Like, sometimes I'll want to tell jokes and sometimes I go too far with the jokes and then it kind of distracts from the purpose, and then that's a problem. That's not to say I'm not going to do jokes. My next video on the main channel, it's Why Do People Like Getting Ripped? That is filled with jokes. Maybe I overdid it, but I had a good time. But yeah, this is something that for a long time, I think, especially when I was doing videos every weekday a while ago, that got lost. Often there was no purpose other than showing up, which is also important. You should show up. That's actually not on the list, but that's another thing that I've talked about in the previous video about the importance of showing up. But if that's all you're doing for no apparent reason for a long time, I think I was just making things to make things because maybe making things out of fear that I would lose my audience if I stopped, or fear that I would have no direction if I stopped. I wouldn't know what to do with myself. And I didn't have any other purpose than that. And then that really gets you, that could bring you to a bad place, you know? So make sure you have a purpose with what you're doing. If you're doing a comedy video, make sure it's funny. If you are trying to convey an argument, make sure you know it and you can convey it and you can convince people. And if you're putting in graphics or titles, make sure they're only there to enhance the communication of the purpose. It just seems obvious, but it's not to me. It's not always obvious to me. When you're working for a long time on a thing, it's so easy to forget. Number two, be honest. That was also on my list of that, how I turn my channel around video. Being honest is good for many reasons. I may do a full video just about the importance of being honest in general, but being honest with what you create, especially if you're, doing a vloggy type thing or a YouTube video type thing where you're trying to convey an argument. But being honest with any kind of creation is important. I mean, building a house, I don't know how honesty comes into play. I guess you have to be honest with your supervisor that you did the right work. You used the right size bolts and everything. I guess honesty is very important in that case. But in the case of creating something, it's really helpful, number one, to write when I'm writing a video, when I don't know what to say, when it's hard to convey. Often when I get into a jam when I'm writing something, when I'm like the next section of the video, I'm like, well, what do I say here? How do I say this thing? Often what I don't realize is happening is that I'm skirting around the truth. Like, I'm trying to figure out a way to to fancifully say something without fully saying it, like hide it behind jokes or hide it behind, I don't know, some sort of sketch or some sort of B-roll or something, when really it would be so much easier to just flat out be honest. Just say the thing that I'm avoiding, the thing that's hard to say. And it's not like a lot of the things that I do are that heavy, so it's not that hard often. But there are things that come into mind. Like if I'm, like the vegan video, for instance, at the end of the vegan video, I did go back to not being vegan. And I could have just ended the video without saying that. I could have just ended it sort of at the end of the experiment saying like, yeah, I hope to continue. Or I could have said like, or at the end of the sugar video, I could have said, this changed our lives, this is amazing, to make the video and the story more interesting. But the actual truth is that I went back to meat because I liked eating it. Now I'm bringing this argument up, and I think people are gonna, I don't mean for the comments to be filled with arguments about veganism, but here we are. And so I was just honest about that. I just said it. And at the end of the sugar video, he said, you know, it helped. But it wasn't, like, super life-changing. So it kind of gives it a kind of, meh, sort of ending. And another recent one, several recent ones were kind of like that, were like, yeah. Or the quitting the coffee was like, yeah, it was mild improvements here and there, but we're going back, and wasn't that big deal. And some people in the comments would call that out. They're like, well, that was a big waste of time, or something like that. But that's fine. I think it's more interesting if you're more honest. I think it works in several ways. One way, being honest, you know, you're not going to get into trouble. You're not going to get caught because you're not hiding anything. Number two, it's interesting because less people are honest on the internet or in the world when they're doing something publicly. Less people behave in such a honest way. So if you're going to be honest, you're going to stand out. And three, like people will feel a stronger connection to you. They'll feel like they know you because they kind of do, because you're not hiding anything. And that's what a lot of people want when they're watching YouTube videos. But if you're like, even if you're, you know, writing a story, making a painting or a song or whatever, if you can figure out what it is you're trying to say, have your purpose, and figure out truly what you've been hiding and what you may be currently hiding and you want to let out. If you can actually get that out there, it's going to come across, the emotion that you're feeling. Surprising to me how often people pick up on things that I don't think they're going to pick up on when I make something, because I just let out the truth. And then it will have a stronger result. People will respond to it more if you were being true, if you were being honest. A lot of people might feel the same way you do, and there's a connection there, and people like that. So it helps you in that way. My chair is creaky. But it also just helps me write. It keeps me from, like, if I can't figure out what I want to say in a moment, I'm like, if I'm being fancy with my words, I'm just like, well, just say exactly how you feel. And then I can just get past that part of the script. It's so much easier to just say exactly how I feel in just stripped down, straightforward, spoken words. Just nothing fancy about it. And there's also a tendency when you're going off of a script or when you're hosting something, there's always this host speak when people are hosting, and you can tell that they're saying something they said from a script. And I do that sometimes. Sometimes it's really hard to not do that. But if you, like videos like this, where I have no script and I'm just talking off the top of my head, tend to be more compelling. People tend to feel what you're feeling more, or understand you more, because you're not reciting something. And the way you speak is stumbly, you stutter, you ums and ahs, you go back, you say the wrong word, you go back and correct yourself, or you don't. It doesn't matter. Most people will understand what you're saying. and they'll get the meaning behind the words, and that brings a stronger connection. It's not for everybody, this kind of video where you're just being honest and stripped down, and because it's a little stronger, like the emote, it's a little more intimate. And maybe when you're watching something, you don't want that. Like, I often don't want that. If I'm watching a sitcom or something, I kind of just want some dumb entertainment that's scripted, and you can tell it's scripted, but that's fine. That's what I want. This is something else. But if you're doing this, know that you're doing it and be honest about it, and don't hide anything, because people are going to be able to tell. Yeah, I could ramble on more about honesty. Honesty is very important to me. I hate hiding things. I feel guilty when I hide things, and it bugs me. And I often think when I hide things, the result of the thing I'm making is worse, and it doesn't do as well. And because people can tell. Yeah, there you go. Three, one thing at a time. Another one that I have brought up. A lot of these I have brought up many times. I'm just putting them all here in this video. Because I gotta talk about something, right? One thing at a time is something I struggle with. I'm not good at it, really. It's more of a recent thing that I started telling myself, because I have so many projects going on, and my mind gets pulled in so many ways. And often when my mind is pulled into different projects, it ends up not going to any of them and going instead to, like, Twitter or something. Or, you know, the less important tasks that are also necessary, like cleaning your office or organizing, you know, other household things that I could be doing that are more of a stall tactic, but also kind of necessary. Because if my mind is going from, like, this next Wheezy Waiter video I have to do, or the planning of the video after that, or Wheezy News, or my friend Matt and I are working on a script to possibly make a movie at some point. What was that dinging? My iPad dinged for some reason. What's going on? Oh, well. And I'm also working on a documentary. Have I told the Wheezy Newsers? I think I may have told the Wheezy Newsers. It's a documentary about Japanese Green Bay Packer fans. Slowly working on that. Full-length documentary. At some point, it'll be done. But I also have these weekly videos to do, and the Wheezy Whoopin' Waiter main channel videos to do. I just have a lot of projects, which is probably a problem in the first place. But my mind will go to those projects, and then it'll go to this, and then I'll be like, well, I'm overwhelmed. I'm just going to check Twitter. You know, if I can just focus on one thing at a time, tell myself one thing at a time. Like, today I edited this video. Oh, I'm getting texts. Jeez, this needs to stop somehow. This dinging. Speaking of one thing at a time, I tell myself, wait, what was I saying? This is a perfect example. Although this isn't my fault, really, except that I should figure out why that dinging is happening and turn it off permanently. But what was I saying? I was saying different projects going on. Oh my God. Wow, lost the train there, lost the train of thought. One thing at a time. So today I was editing videos all day. I was editing the why do people like getting ripped video all day long. If I ever sit there and think like, but I have to do this, I have to do that. It just throws, you get it. Let's move on. Four, there's always a way to make it better. There's always a way to make it better. But I put a but at the end because of number five. But let's just talk about number four. There's always a way to make it better. When I'm making a video, like the most recent one, I jammed it packed full of jokes. You can go several ways with it. You could just, like I interviewed people, I could just do a straight up interview video where I'm like, I'll ask you a thing and then you just talk. But in my mind, it would be better if it were quicker and I cut out a lot of the ums and ahs and spaces for that type of video. This video, obviously, I'm not cutting any of that out. But, and then I'll cut it up and then make it better. And then I'm like, wait, it could be even better. I could add B-roll. I could add sound effects. What is going on? I could add B-roll. I could add sound effects that aren't a ding. But how do you mute an iPad? Anyway, and I can get it to a point where it's so good, where it's I think it's just really good. It's like there's nothing else that can be done. I think that's almost never the case. I think you can always make it better. I mean, you can overdo things. You can put in too much, but that's not the only option. I just think there's always a way. There's always a way, no matter where you're at with a project you're making. You can always make it better. I don't think anything's ever finished. But five, perfect is the enemy of the good. So it's both. It's opposing ideas. You can always make it better. But if you strive to make something better all the time, you're never going to finish. Perfect is the enemy of good. Sometimes you have to say, it's fine. I'm done. And I mean, I've talked about perfect is the enemy of the good so many times, but like perfectionism can destroy me. And it can keep you from finishing anything. So you have to somehow put it in your head that a time when you're done. The main channel Wheezy videos and these videos, I have an easy out, which is just time. Like I have a deadline for, like, the sponsors want a deadline for the main channel, and this is supposed to go out on Mondays. And sometimes I miss the Mondays, sometimes it goes on Tuesdays, but I have a deadline which keeps me in check. If I don't have a deadline, like when I'm writing a song, I don't write very many songs because of that. I think that's where I get into it the worst. Maybe like writing, if I ever attempt to write a novel like I did with the 10-minute rule video, which I still want to do, but it's kind of fallen to the side. When I'm writing a song, I just can't. I always know that it can be better, and I just can't. I can't pull the trigger. I can't be like, well, it's done. Because I know that it's... Part of it is that I don't do it that often, that I actually don't think it's that good. Like, it's not even average to me sometimes. I'm like, no, it has to be better than this. So I don't finish. But that's the worst thing I can do, is just walk away from it. You got to keep working at it to get it better. Anyway, yeah. Perfectionism, it's a tough one. You got to figure out a way to turn it off. You got to figure out a way to cut it off and be done. I think I'm at where I'm at today because of the massive amount of Wheezy Waiter videos I did for over the past 13 years. Has it been 13? Yeah, I think 13. I set my own arbitrary limit of I'm going to get it, see what I can get done in a day, and I did it over and 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 over again, and I got a lot of things done. Nearly every single one of those videos, I could have done more, and I felt like I should have done more. Like, there was jokes I put on the wayside, and they didn't come back because I ran out of time, or there was stuff that I thought was kind of stupid, but like, oh, I got to put it up anyway. Nearly every video. I also am proud of every video. Like, there's probably some videos I don't like if I go back and look at them, but most videos, like, I don't regret them, and I put them up there, and over the long period of time, I think I've gotten better, and I know a lot about edit. I'm very good at editing. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to be modest about this. I'm very good at editing because I've been doing it for so, so long. I know a lot about Adobe Premiere and a lot of, there's still plenty that I don't know, tips and tricks. I'm not that great at color correction or like effects, like After Effects. I'm good at just effects in Premiere, like the dumb effects that I do occasionally, and the graphics. I don't really know After Effects. I don't really know color correction, but I really know editing. And it's because of the years of doing it. And I really know, I think I'm pretty darn good at writing a Wheezy Waiter video. I really know how to do that. And I'm really good at writing jokes for a Wheezy Waiter video. I don't know if I could write just anything. Obviously, I struggle to write like a novel or something. I could probably write a script, a short script for some short sort of sketch show or something. If I were to do that job, I could probably do that because of this experience. But I'm really good at writing a Wheezy Waiter video, that's for sure. And it's because of the years of saying I'm done. And yeah, perfect is the enemy of the good. Anyway, six. This is a big one. This is one. I think this one, I thought of this one, and this is what inspired the video in general. Never feel deserving of anything. This one, I don't know if everyone will agree with this, but like the amount of work you put into something doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not talking about employer-employee relationships. I'm not talking about like a job. Obviously, you have to figure out some sort of metric to get paid. I'm talking about the reception of something that you make, the audience response to it, the accolades, the credit you get, the amount of subscribers, the amount of views, the amount of love and attention and affection and appreciation for the work you do. You don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I don't feel like, and maybe you think I might deserve it, but that's not something I should ever think about myself when I'm making these things, because it's not useful. It just, to me, it only leads to negative things. If you feel like you're entitled to something, or if I feel like, I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but like if I feel like I'm entitled to a certain level of appreciation for a video because I put a ton of work into it. No, that's not how it works. It's just not, never has been how it works. And I've never thought of it that way, which I think is, well, maybe I've fallen into that at some point. But I don't think of it that way now, and for a lot of my career, we could call it, I had never thought of it that way, because that's what keeps me making things. Like, I put in, there's some videos I've done I worked the hardest in my life on, and they, just so-so response. Some videos I barely worked on at all, and they did really well, and people loved them. The amount of work you put in does not indicate anything. And then if you feel like you deserve, if you have that word in your vocabulary, deserve, that's just going to lead you down a bad path, because who's to say what you deserve? Like, where is it written that, like, I put this much work into my creation, I deserve this? Like, it's just not, it's not reality. I'm kind of the belief that, I don't want to get into politics, but like that, you know, everyone deserves certain things. And then on top of that, the amount of work you do, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get into the whole, I mean, it kind of leads to like universal basic income. People are opposed to that because they think people won't work, or, but then we have this strong connection between work and money, and what this person worked this much and this person gets this much money. And I mean, we need that in a lot of ways, but if you don't work, should that mean that you deserve to be homeless? I don't think so. Anyway, that aside, thinking you deserve something, just because you can't, you can't control. I think this is going to be a different one on the list. No, I think I never wrote it down. You can't control what the audience is going to do. You can't. And the audience, aside from a few exceptions, is always right. The audience is right. You can't just say they're wrong. Like, if they respond to what you made in a way you didn't want them to, it's not their fault. It is their fault if it's like a trolling thing and like someone is doing a massive troll attack on your channel. It is wrong if they're hateful, if it's like, it's just hate that on an individual level. If someone, you can have wrong, you can have comments that are just wrong, that are just hateful on an individual level, but like on a by and large audience response, like they don't, a lot of thumbs down or a lot of just not a lot of people watching it. They're right. Don't feel like you were betrayed. I mean, a lot of people like to blame YouTube and the algorithm and how they rank things on their website. And I don't think anyone knows 100% how much effect that is, how much to blame YouTube's system itself is. It's probably some. But you can't control that. You can't control the audience response. So don't worry about it. Think about what your end product is. Think about how to make it as good as it can be. Work real hard on it if it's required. Don't work real hard on it if it's not. But regardless, whether you worked hard or not, you're going to end up with a video, and it's going to be what it is. I don't know if I'm conveying this as well as I want to, but there we are. I think you get my meaning. 7. There's no such thing as a waste of time or energy. This is like a similar thing to what I was just saying. Like, I can work real hard on a video that I end up rejecting. I can write I've ditched many versions of scripts, written or big chunks of a video, or I've shot it and edited it, and at the end I'm like, well, that's not good enough, and then I cut it. It doesn't mean that all the work that went into that part is a waste of time. It was a learning experience, for one. And usually, to get to something really great, it takes many iterations. Scripts have many drafts. Books have many drafts. It's not a waste of time. Even things that you could really be really hard to point to how they weren't a waste of time. They weren't. It was. We all wake up in the morning. We all have a certain amount of hours in a day to do stuff. And then we do it again the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And some of that, those hours are allocated to a thing that doesn't have an end result. But it was work you did. It kept your brain occupied. Or you were lazy that day, and you needed a break then. You weren't wasting time. Or you've been stalling for years to do anything. Also not a waste of time. You've been thinking about stuff, and maybe you weren't ready. Maybe you were ready, and you shouldn't have been stalling, but still, I don't think it's a waste of time. I don't think it's good. It's healthy to think of things on those terms. Like, well, we wasted our time. What does that do? What does that do for you? Just focusing on the time you wasted, or you think you wasted. Just move on. Move on to the next thing. You know. 8. You can't quantify quality. This is okay. Now I'm repeating myself a little bit here. That's like numbers don't matter. Some videos get a lot of views. Some videos don't. Or you could have made the thing that the people who love it really, really love it, but it just doesn't get a lot of attention. That doesn't mean it's bad. You can't even say what's good or bad. I think you can say what's mean-spirited or hurtful to the world, I guess. But you can't say, well, this is objectively awesome and this is not awesome. You can say things are unprofessional. You can say things are confusing. But you can't really pinpoint. You can't like mathematically pinpoint why one thing is better than another. In any case, some cases it's kind of obvious what's a little bit more made by people who are more experienced than others. But if all parties are experienced somewhat, and there's a thing that a lot of people like, and then there's another thing that a lot of people like, and one of them seems better to you, that doesn't mean it's better, you know? It's just better to you. It's a little hard to mathematically solve a quality argument. So just don't worry about it. 9. No one is certain. Like I said before, no one really knows how much YouTube's algorithm affects everything, except maybe YouTube, but even they might have a hard time. No one knows how this works. No one knows 100%, with 100% certainty, if the thing that they're working on is going to go viral. No one has the perfect formula. I mean, there are people who have repeatedly killed it every time, like, you know, Mr. Beast. But he doesn't 100% know. There are people with the experience that you could probably trust their judgment. But they don't know 100%. And if you have an idea that you think is awesome, but your friends don't, or your friend who made that viral Instagram post that one time doesn't think it's a great idea, they don't know. So try. Try it. 10, moods change minds. So many times, and I've noticed this more in the past, like, two, three years, ideas I come up with. Hey.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I've noticed this. That was China. Special guest, everybody. That, like, I'll have these ideas, and as I'm writing them, I'll think that they're amazing. This is, like, the best thing ever. And then, like, the next day I come, or next couple days, I'm in a mood where, like, I'm just not feeling productive. And then every single idea I wrote, I just think is bad. Like, I think they're all bad. Like, I legitimately think they won't work. Like, what was I thinking writing those ideas? And then I'll come back another day and be a little more excited, a little more energy. And I'll be like, wow, which great idea do I choose? And I think part of that has to do with just because I have more energy, I feel like I can picture myself making the thing and with ease. But if I have low energy, I'm like, I don't want to do that. That seems hard. And then that also translates into that's bad. That's just not a good idea. But the mood you're in will change. So if you're coming up with ideas and you just feel like you can't come up with an idea, is it really that you can't come up with an idea, or is it that you just are in a mood where you don't feel like you can make anything? I don't think it's as simple as good idea, bad idea. It's the enthusiasm and the energy you bring to it. And it will change. You just need to know that it will change. So don't abandon a thing because that one day you thought it was a bad idea. Write it down, leave it on a list, come back to it later. Come back to everything later. Same thing goes for not just what you wanted to decide to make, but also like parts of videos or paintings or songs or whatever. To me, it's like a crossword puzzle too. Where you're trying to solve a puzzle and you're like, I can't do it. It's impossible. There are so many times, so many instances where I've left and I've come back and suddenly everything's like falling into place. Like the Matrix. Like, How do I know this now? I didn't know this. I couldn't know this before. It's that way with editing or writing. Like I'll be writing something. This is a terrible thing. This is going into a dead end. There's no way out of this. I'm out of here. Come back the next day. Just, wow, it works. And maybe it's not the next day. Maybe you have to come back many times. But nothing is permanent. Moods change, and then that changes your mind. There you go. That's my 10 things. If you recall, this Wheezy News Mondays is now a podcast. If you would like to download and listen to this podcast style instead, go right ahead. I didn't mean to make that rhyme. Tomorrow, the Why Do People Like Getting Ripped video is going to come out. So be on the lookout for that. Was there anything else I wanted to talk about? Upcoming video, probably not the next video. I don't know when, but in the next month or so, next challenge probably is China and I dancing every night. I think we're going to do swing dancing. Got any recommendations? Any swing dancers out there? Anything we should watch? Or do you think we should do a different kind of dance? Nothing impossible, though. We're not going to do anything hard. Really hard. We'll do something. Maybe it'll be a little hard. That's fine. That's about it for now. If you made it this far, I'm impressed. Let me know in the comments what you did in your life that gave you the ability to make it this far into the video. That's all. I'll see you. You'll see me next Monday, unless I'm unable. But I'll do it.